Welcome to Booked, every Thursday at 4 o'clock on KDNK, Carbondale Community Access Radio, Glenwood Springs, Carbondale, the Roaring Fork Valley, and beyond. I'm your host, Gavin Dahl, every week talking to journalists and authors, and very excited for my first guest today, Elisa Onmacht, who began publishing the Crystal Valley Echo and Marble Times all the way back in 2002. Now she's handing over the reins and focusing her energy on her other gig, running Light of the Moon Incorporated, and a new publication we'll talk more about as well. Thank you so much for speaking to KDNK, Elisa.
Thank you for having me.
So talk about the history of the paper. And some people are confused. Was there once a Crystal Valley Echo and then a Marble Times, and they were two different things? How did it all begin?
Sure. So it all began at the Marble Charter School in about 2002. I was taking my older daughter, who was starting kindergarten, and I wanted to volunteer. I thought I would go in and read to the kindergartners once a week or something. But the director of the school at the time, Wendy Boland, knew that I had a background in newspaper work. I had worked at a variety of newspapers along the way.
Whereabouts?
I started at the Rifle Tribune, which is no longer, and I worked at the Valley Journal when it was upstairs from the Smithy and Woo-hoo. The Aspen Times, and put in quite a few, time. And there was a paper in Redstone called the Redstone Reporter that I helped did the layout and design with for a little while before all of this happened. But anyway, at that time, the Marble Charter School had a grant, the 21st Century Grant, and they were running several different programs that were supposed to become self-sufficient. And one of the things they were doing was publishing the Marble Times. And at that time, it was 8.5 by 11, and the kids were doing a great job, and it was a great little piece, but it was not going to be able to be self-sufficient when the grant ran out.
Right.
So Wendy asked me if I would like to take that on, and so I thought about it for a little bit and decided the way for that to become self-sustaining was for it to go valley-wide and bring it into newsprint. And so I proposed that, and the Crystal Valley Echo was born.
And where did you print back in the day when you first started?
See, I think when we first started, we were printing with the Aspen Daily News, mm-hmm. and then somewhere along the way, we switched over to Colorado Mountain News Media.
Sure. And so then over the years, when did it become one paper?
So when I started it, it started as the Crystal Valley Echo, which was the valley-wide community newspaper, and the Marble Times was then the school's newspaper. And so it was born that way with me. Yeah.
Awesome. And so over the years, has the budget and page count and style kind of shifted as the community has changed or as the participation has changed?
Sure, it has. In the early days, we had a lot more pages from the Marble Times and less community pages, and now it's definitely the other way. Over the years, the participation in the school has changed from, you know, we used to have newspaper classes and the kids were writing a lot of different stories to now we do more highlight things that the kids are working on at school. So I love that school. It's, you know, my kids both had a great education there, and I've been part of it for a long time, so I love having that be part of the paper in whatever format it has evolved to.
Very similar to the relationship with KDNK and the Andy Zinka Youth Empowerment Program in terms of, you know, shared distribution of common goals, mm-hmm. but from different voices. And it seems like that's something that you've really been passionate about and a really effective advocate for, community-based empowerment of voices that may not make it into the rest of the newspaper pages or onto the radio.
Right, for sure. From the beginning, that's been its purpose. There was a community without really a newspaper covering it, unless there was something good or /bad going on. And I've made a real point over the years to keep politics and real hard news out of it. It's only a monthly, so it's not fresh every day. And a real place for people to talk more in depth about other community members and events going on that are not able to be featured in the other local news.
Yeah, and human interest. I mean, you pick up this Crystal Valley Echo and Marble Times in newsprint, and you feel more connected to other people in the Crystal Valley. It's really been an effective project. As a small business, what have been the challenges and successes? How has that kind of come and gone in terms of the budget and the page count?
Sure. Well, in the beginning, it was sort of a little more booming up there, and mm-hmm. A lot more businesses in the Crystal Valley. This isn't going to be so good right here, but I'll get there. This gets cut. When I first started the Crystal Valley Echo and the Marble Times project, I walked up and down the boulevard in Redstone and was able to sell a lot of advertising. People were excited to have the paper come to be. And over the years, it grew and grew and grew until 2009 when everything sort of tanked. And at that point till now, it's been a little bit more of a struggle. Advertising, there's not as many businesses up the Crystal Valley, and advertising sales is not my strength. And so it's just kind of been holding steady for the last several years.
I'm shocked that you couldn't get rich with a community newspaper on a monthly basis. So now, what do you think will be the impact of the new high-speed internet that is being pursued by Pickens County and sort of this collaborative local agencies? Do you think that could change the nature of the communities or have an impact on the commerce or the ability of a community to fund a paper?
That's a very good question. I don't know if I have an answer for you.
Yeah, I mean, it seems like some locals would say, we don't want the internet. We don't want to change anything. We want everything just like it is. Other people would say, I want to live in paradise and be able to be connected to my remote job. Yeah. Right? I mean, I can see both sides of it.
Yeah. Well, and the people who have wanted the latter are able to do it with satellite and different options, sort of. But
right.
There's, you know, there are people that have figured it out. But it will impact a great deal. I used to live up there. There was no service, you know, so... But I don't know.
Well, I want to ask you about Sue McAvoy. She was a longtime writer and ad salesperson for the paper and a big KD&K supporter, too, I should mention. And she passed away in June. Tell listeners about Sue's impact on the communities you serve together and what it was like to work with her.
Sure. Sue was amazing. She stepped in, I can't tell you exactly what year. I had been working with somebody, Carrie Click, another journalism name. And when she moved on, Sue stepped into working with me. And she was 100% reliable. She always had stories, always had ideas. I, you know, didn't ever have to do that part, which was, it's not my strength of writing. She took care of the calendar. And several years ago, I moved from Redstone to Glenwood Springs, and there was always a comfort that I had knowing that Sue had the editorial end of the paper covered.
And knowing everyone.
And knowing everyone, and she was super involved with
finger on the
everything.
Pulse.
And
obviously she battled to you know, keep fighting for years.
Yeah.
And so I think for maybe some people who knew her well knew that it was that serious. But for many of us in the community, it was just this shock of saying, wait, I thought we had so much more time together.
Right, right. Yeah.
Tough.
I mean, it was very difficult. And quite honestly, I didn't realize how it was going to affect me. But with Sue's passing, it was really time for me to pass the paper on. I didn't really want to do it anymore without her.
Yeah,
so,
I understand.
Honestly.
I understand completely. Talk about those changes, moving to Glenwood, and who have you passed the reins to? Who's in charge of the chariot?
Yes, well, it's a young couple, Gentry and Ryan from Redstone. She's involved with the Redstone Community Association. They own a home in town. She's got a journalism degree. Ryan's photos have been on the cover of the Echo for a good number of months. They both really stepped in and helped me get a paper out while Sue was sick. And one thing led to another. It just seemed like an appropriate thing. And they're super psyched to be taking it on. And I'm excited to see where they take the paper because it kind of needs some new energy. And they're the people to do it.
The cover of the new August issue of the Crystal Valley Echo and Marble Times has a wonderful photograph with Elisa and the new editors, Gentry and Ryan, and they're smiling and holding up the paper and shaking hands. And it just gives you this sense that things could really continue and this paper can really make it. For folks who want to support the Crystal Valley Echo and Marble Times, even though it's no longer your baby after all these years,
sure.
It's become a teenager and,
yep.
And gone off to school. What are ways people can do that? Obviously, paying for advertising is one thing. Is there a way to donate to the paper or to support it financially?
Sure. All of the above. You know, certainly any advertising is always welcome and people can run classified ads and, you know, just any way businesses. It's a great vehicle to communicate with the people that live up there. And I know 100% people love and appreciate the paper. I have people stop me in the streets and they want to give me, you know, well more than a subscription amount of money and say, don't even mail it to me. I just want to support the paper. We love it. We read it every month. We sort of ration it out amongst all the other real newspapers that have, you know, not always the great happy news. And I know people love it. And so they can support it with advertising donations. I never turned one down. I'm sure that the new people would appreciate that as well.
And then maybe also contributing photos, art, illustrations,
sure.
and certainly stories. Stay tuned to KD&K because my next interview is all about writing an op-ed. And so I'm certainly that
Perfect.
Could be another way to get your voice into the Crystal Valley Echo. And then what is Light of the Moon? Tell us about what you're doing now.
So Light of the Moon, I've started a publishing division about a couple years back doing partnering with self-published authors to get their books into print.
Awesome.
And it's been really, really fun and yeah, pretty awesome.
Gotta be so rewarding.
Yeah, it is.
Have you do you have some titles in the libraries now here locally?
Yes. You know, we've probably done about, I'm guessing, close to 20 books in the last
wow.
year. And it's really awesome because I partner with my daughter, Olivia Savard, who has a marketing, social media marketing company. So she's helping market our business and the authors. And we offer, you know, really small packages for somebody who just wants to get their book into print on up to, you know, the deluxe with a lot of marketing and editing. We have a woman, Kayla Henley, who edits with us. And it's been a really great team and really fun direction to be heading.
So if someone's listening to this and thinks, you know, I got to dust off my novel and I want to call you, how do they get in touch with Light of the Moon?
Light of the Moon, lightofthemooninc.com is our website.
That's Inc. I-N-C.
Yes, I-N-C.
And lastly, you've been working with Jane Bacharach, a KD&K favorite, on a new publication called Animal Rights, W-R-I-T-E-S. And I think it's two or three issues out now?
Yep, we have two issues out, and the third one is in the works right now.
And so what's the mission of that project?
The mission of that is to share Jane's, you know, beautiful photos and kind of wacky sense of humor with the world and another feel-good publication, something that, you know, people can enjoy picking up and reading and at so many animal lovers in the Valley. So.
Well, and we know very well about the animal lovers at KD&K because of our Lost and Found Pet Report,
right.
which is literally used on a daily
For
basis
sure.
by people. And many times the animal just comes back or, you know, gets turned into the shelters. But occasionally we really do reunite the two-leggeds and the four-leggeds,
yes.
and we're proud to have our role in that. It seems like the audience and market for animal rights could be really growing.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's an exciting thing to kind of tap into and explore and
yes.
experiment with. Again, I'm sure like Crystal Valley Echo, you'll get so rich that you'll move to Aspen with the proceeds. But
sure.
But yeah, it's really fun to talk to you and exciting that you're staying in the area, going to stay in Glenwood and continue working with authors on Light of the Moon and with animal lovers on animal rights. And it's great to hear about the new team at the Crystal Valley Echo in Marble Times. I'll be sure to reach out to them and have them on KD&K soon. And
great.
I just want to congratulate you on 16 years of serving your community. Like we were joking about the ability to make a living doing this, but
sure.
it really is a labor of love and really respect what you've done. And congratulations on all the all the great work and keeping it going and passing it off and not saying, oh, well, I'm going to put it to bed and do something else. And really, you know, making sure that the communities in Marble and Redstone can continue to be served.
Yeah,
by this.
Well, appreciate you recognizing that because I have kept it alive when maybe a smarter business person would have said, not a good idea, but I've been really passionate about it. And I am so happy that I found Ryan and Gentry and that they are willing to take it on. And I can't wait to see where they go with it.
That's Elisa Ohnmacht, who began publishing Crystal Valley Echo and Marble Times in 2002, is just now passing the paper along. And you can pick up copies all around the valley of the new August 2019 edition. Thanks again.
Thank you very much.